Yesterday we discussed verses 24 and 25 of Surah An-Nahl, a quick recap. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ مَاذَا أَنزَلَ رَبُّكُمْ قَالُوا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ When they are asked, what is your sustainer revealed? They reply, tales of the past people. Either they were genuinely asked by people who were curious or people who wanted to know, or they themselves, the deniers, the unbelievers, asked this question in a mocking way. That what is your sustainer revealed? And then they respond that the Quran, waliyadu billah, is nothing but just tales of the past people. They mock at the Quran. And Allah says the consequence of this will be liyahmilu awzarahum kamilatay yawm al-qiyamah, so that they may carry their burden in full on the day of resurrection. وَمِنْ أَوْزَارِ الَّذِينَ يُضِلُّونَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ And they shall carry some burden of those whom they led astray without knowledge. أَلَا سَاءَ مَا يَزِرُونَ Listen, it is an evil burden which they carry. And I explained the principle taught to us by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that when you invite towards deviation, when you prevent people from the truth, then you carry the full burden of your sin, because you yourself remain deviated, and then you carry the sin of having deviated others, proportionate to the extent that they were deviated because of you. وَلَا يَحْمِلُنَّ أَثْقَالَهُمْ وَأَثْقَالًا مَعَ أَثْقَالِهِمْ The verse of Surah An-Kabut, they will certainly carry their burden and many other burdens together with their burden, because they were instrumental in other people doing wrong. That brought us to the end of Ruku number 3. Now today we continue with Ruku number 4, verse number 26. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, قَدْ مَكَرَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ Those who were before them had plotted. فَأَتَى اللَّهُ بُنْيَانَهُمْ مِنَ الْقَوَاعِدِ Then Allah's command descended upon their buildings. فَخَرَّ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّقْفُ مِنْ فَوْكِهِمْ From their very foundations the roof fell in upon them from above. وَأَتَاهُمُ الْعَذَابُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ And punishment came upon them from where they did not perceive. So, there's three things here. The first is Allah is highlighting that plotting and planning to lead people astray is not something new. In the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam already, it was not new. The nations before were doing it. They did it in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's still being done today, and it will continue to be done up to the day of Qiyamah. Then, in terms of Allah talking about the buildings, that Allah's command descended upon their buildings from the very foundations, and that the roof fell upon them from above. It could have a figurative meaning, they planned, they had these big, big plans, like we would say figuratively, a house of cards. They had all of these big plans, and then Allah, destroyed all of their plans from the foundation. It's like the roof of their plans fell on their own heads. Even though they tried to plan against Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So one, it's just like a figure of speech. And then secondly, it could have a literal meaning. I mean, there were towns that were turned upside down as a result of disobeying Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and not heeding multiple warnings, and then the punishment came. And here in Anwarul Bayan it is mentioned that Ibn Kathir Rahimahullah, and in Ruhul Ma'ani it is mentioned, and in Ma'alim al-Tanzil, on the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, that this verse refers to Namrud ibn Kan'an, the king of Babylon. He constructed a massive palace, very high and big. He had this intention of reaching the heavens. And what Allah made happen, Allah sent a wind that raised the building to the ground. And Namrud and all of his accomplices were crushed. Some say Namrud survived, and later he was destroyed by a mosquito that entered through his nose and reached his brain. Then there are also Mufassirin who say that Nebuchadnezzar, Bukhtanasar, he is also being referred to here. He built a massive palace like the one described in this verse, and it was destroyed. Or, similar to Fir'aun, like he said, Ya Haman, Ibn Li Sarhal La'alli Ablughul Asbab, that, oh Haman, build a tower for me so that I may reach the roads to the heavens, asbab as-samawat, for attali'a ila ilahi Musa, so I can go and have a look at the deity of Musa, because I think Musa is lying, and that plan also failed. Allah says in Surah Al-Fajr, فَصَبَّ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّكَ سَوْطَ عَذَاب. Allah rained the whip of punishment on them. Allah rained the whip of punishment on them. We will continue the discussion from here tomorrow, inshallah.